Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's just go back to...
Listen to this.
This is Talk Sport.
Well, and I'm saying that there's lots of good stuff to take out of that game rather than...
Who cares what you think? You're just a bloke.
I won't disagree with any of this, but at the end of the day, it's Tunisia we've beaten with a last-minute goal.
Tunisia are ranked, 20th in the world?
That's great, isn't it? Right. I don't know anything about football. I couldn't care less about it, right? Good stuff, right? But surely it's good that we won, isn't it? If you like football, I literally couldn't give a stuff. It's good that we won. But Jason and Andy are like going, we only beat Tunisia. We only beat them in the last... Mate, you ain't going to win the World Cup, right? It's England. We're crap. Everyone knows that. You had a win. Enjoy that. Enjoy the fact you had a win. Because let me tell you, whenever the next game is, 4 or 5 days' time, you're going to be crying tears, biatch. That's what's going to happen. Listen to
2-1. I didn't say how we'd do it, but I did say we'd win 2-1. I probably would have said we'd nick it 2-1. Raheem Sterling probably won't play that well, be substituted.
Now he's talking about the predictions that he was going to make but didn't for the game that just happened. It's so fatuous. You sports guys. I bet the thing is, what you can't hear, just listen really carefully. Turn your radio off.
Are you three, Richard?
Sorry?
Are you 3 years old? Have you never seen England at a major tournament?
No, what I'm saying
I don't know if you can hear the flapping of skin there. Did you hear that? That's going on. And that's Andy and Jason are reaching over and doing each other. That's what's going on. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hi, Ian.
How you doing, man?
Not bad. First time I've rung in.
Hey.
Been listening for a while.
Hey, nice one, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. What you got?
You were on about people that you've met who, have given you pleasure over the years.
You don't have to have met them, but if you've met them, that's beautiful. Go on, what happened?
Yeah, well, my favourite band's Super Furry Animals.
Oh, there we go. You talk about On the Fringe. I had the first couple of their albums, and they're a cracking band.
Yeah, really good, really good. So the lead singer were doing a tour, a solo tour, and I'd gone to go see him. I'd gone for a pint before, and I was still having a pint.
Yeah,
and he walked past.
Is this Gruff Reese?
Yeah, it is.
There we go. He's great. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Really nice. I was just like proper chuffed to meet him.
Did you? Wait, so hang on. So you had a pint. So you were feeling a little bit more confident than perhaps you normally would. Did you go up to him and go, "Yeah, mate, I love you"?
Yeah, but you know, nice lass. You know,
yeah.
I said, a big fan. You know, I've been for years. Do you mind if I get a picture, had a chat with him, and that? Yeah, really nice guy.
Beautiful.
Proper sound.
So, okay, because there'll be some people who will know the Super Furries, and there'll be quite a few that won't. Why? Yeah. Can you? And this is a really tough question, Paul. And I know it's your first call, but I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you work for this. How has Gruff Reese or the Super Furries, how have they impacted on your life? How different is your life because of them?
It is an hard one, that.
It is a tough one, isn't it? It is a tough one.
I've listened to them since I've been like 14, 15, all through my life, and different albums remind me of different periods of my life. And yeah, it's just, they've just been good.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, and it's music, long running bands. The Beach Boys are the same for me, Paul. Yeah. They, you know, I can listen to a song and suddenly I'm 13, suddenly I'm 24, suddenly I can travel through time listening to an entire concert. And also seeing this Frank Sidebottom documentary. Frank was really big for me when I was 15, and then really big for me again when I was sort of 35. And I could flip between the two. And you're right, there is an element of time travel in there, particularly with songs, because it just music like unlike anything else can take you completely back, can't it?
Yeah, it's like having a flashback. You're there all over again, you know. I can't wait to see that Frank Sidebottom documentary either. I remember him from when I was younger, like,
mate, it's
being on TV and that.
So good. It's so good. And had it just been me that had gone to see it and was saying it was so good, then you'd have every right to be suspicious. But I went with three people who didn't really know anything about him and weren't massive fans, and they all came out going, flipping it. What a story. What a story. It's inspiring, Paul. And as soon as we can, I've spoke to Steve, who made it. As soon as he's ready, he's got an open invitation to come on this show and plug it away. So we will be doing that.
No, I look forward to that.
Nice one, mate. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Cheers. What's happened to Carlos?
Carlos?
The guy who changed his call package so he could phone in from America. I've not heard from him. He's great.
He did. Yeah. Well, do you know what? I'm going to New York on Wednesday. I'm going to wander around the streets of Brooklyn. Oi, Carlos, you chancer! Where the bloody hell are you? We'll find out if he's listening. He might give us a call. Thank you, Paul.
Great stuff. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Ta-ta. I thought he was going to ask where's Catherine then, and I daren't tell him. I've murdered her. I haven't. I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday. Catherine is presenting the show. So get ready, guys. 0344 499 1000. You don't have to have met the person. And it doesn't have to be a musician. Music is the obvious one, because music connects with us in a way... or connects with most of us in a way that no other art form or form of expression can. I think films have a connection with us. TV did. I don't know if TV does now that we can watch it whenever we want. Food does for some people. Meals. You'll often hear some people talking about a meal they had. I can dig that. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Barney. Good evening, Barney.
Hello.
Hello, mate. What's wrong? You sound a bit grumpy.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Nice for you and for my listener.
Oh, yes. Well, sorry about that.
That's okay, Barney.
But I was basically just wanted to ask you...
Would you like a tickle?
No.
Would you like me to tickle you? I will only tickle... Here's the thing, and I say this to everybody... I will only tickle you with your permission. If you do not give me permission to touch your body and move my fingers quickly behind the knees, under the arms, just below the ball sack, then I will not do that. Do I have your permission?
No, you don't.
And then in that case, I put my fingers in my pockets and I tickle below my own ball sack.
Oh.
Yeah, you're missing out. All right, Barney.
Well, I don't think I am, actually, but thanks for the offer. Anyway.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. Anytime.
Thanks. I want to ask you and everyone else out there, have you ever been walking around in the streets or...
Yes, I have.
..listening to...
Thanks for calling.
..listening to a phone-in radio show and you hear, like, this single loud beep in the background?
No.
Really?
What's going on for you?
Well... I think it's people's fire alarms. They make this loud single beep sound occasionally, and sometimes in like residential roads when you're walking around, you can just hear this single loud beep.
Well, hang on, is the beep on the radio or in your life?
No, both.
I thought you said on the radio.
Yeah, one is like you can hear it. If you walk around sometimes, you can just hear it from someone's house. It's loud, like a single loud beep.
Yes.
From someone's smoke alarm.
Yes.
But sometimes, listening to phone and radio shows, you can actually hear the callers in the background in their house, like a single loud.
No, I don't. Because I'm normally pretty good at spotting bleeps and bips and things like that. I haven't noticed that, no.
Well, I just, because it's a bit weird, because I haven't, because I don't know if, I don't know if, like, everyone's, or, you know, lots of people have had their smoke alarms changed to, like, a different model or something, because it's like, you know, when I was younger, I don't remember hearing it.
Smoke alarms beep when they're running out of battery.
Yeah, yeah.
And the carbon monoxide machine beeps when you're dying. Am I the only person? And this, right, I'm going to say this. What I'm going to say is stupid and is certainly not the advice from me or the advice from Talk Radio, OK? This is just my own personal experience, and I'm saying it out loud, and I'm saying it's a dumb thing to have done, right? Am I the only person that's taken the batteries out of the smoke alarm because it gets on my tits?
No, you're not.
No, and again, don't do it. That's not the advice of Talk Radio. It's not the advice of me. But in this place I'm living in, this flat, I haven't done it in the house with my kids, but in the place I'm living in, this flat, it's a room, right? But because of the new rules in rented property, you have to have two smoke alarms and a carbon monoxide alarm in a tiny room, right? It's ridiculous. And they're all synced up. But if they go out of sync slightly, then they'll start beeping. And I've had the people round three or four times to fix it, and in the end I just went, "Oh, sod this," and I just took the batteries out.
Yeah, but did you ever have that, like, you know, over all the years of your life, have you ever? Because I wonder if it's like some new models, like, because we had our.
Barney's onto something here. I was laughing at you at the start, and I apologise for that, Barney, because you're onto something. These smoke alarms.
Are your ones round? Are they a circle shape?
I've got round ones, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a small circle in the middle that sticks out.
Yeah, it's a smoke alarm, yeah.
Yeah.
What else? What other description is there for it?
Well, I mean, did you, like, over your houses you've lived in the past?
They've all been round.
Oh.
They've all been round with a red button in the middle.
Red button in the middle, oh.
And if you the button in the middle is to test it, right? Yeah. Never press the test button. Of course, obviously, the official advice is always test your fire alarms, your smoke alarms every week. But when I press it, I can't get it to go off. It just keeps going.
Is there another button or anything?
There's only that one button in the middle. Why are you so upset? Catherine's rubbing her head as though I actually think this is a great phone call, Catherine. She's, by the way, from Wednesday onwards, I don't think this phone call would pass the Catherine Boyle interest test. I think this is great. I think it's what's on everybody's minds.
Yeah, so do I.
So do I. Well, we know it's not on everybody's minds, because some minds are talking about blooming football. Can you believe those idiots? Are you a fan of the World Cup?
No, but I have. Like, last time, there was a couple of matches I watched and they were really good, but...
Right, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. This is what I want from the callers. Catherine's pretending to actually commit suicide, which is not a funny thing at all. And yet that's what she's prepared to go to for comedy.
Well...
Because she thinks your call is so dull. She's wrong. Hang on a second. This is what they're saying on Sports World. Talk Sports. Oh, hang on. Oh, it's crashed. Talk Sports crashed.
The Russian hackers.
They've been the Russian hackers, isn't it? Here we go. Here we go. Hang on. They're hacked. I want to know how people are avoiding the World Cup. And I know, but by me mentioning the World Cup, I'm kind of bringing it into our World Cup. But how are people avoiding it? Because honestly, it is the dullest thing in the World Cup.
I suppose you could, like, go underground or something. Like, you said you wanted to go, a long time ago, I remember you said that, like, you wanted to go through the sewers.
Yeah, not for a month. That's a little bit extreme. Because that's got fecal matter floating through it.
Yeah, there's that, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Barney.
Thanks.
Cheers, mate. There we go. No, me neither. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, he was requested earlier on by Barney, and now he's called in. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from United States of America, it's Carlos.
Oh. Did I heard you calling my name in Brooklyn. It came from the future.
Yeah, man. This is
you're calling me out? You're going to call
I'm coming to New York. I'm coming to New York on Wednesday, and I'm going to bring knife crime to Brooklyn, and I'm going to hunt you down. And I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, but I'm certainly going to make your life a misery.
I don't know. I'm going to take a rain check. I'm pretty busy. I'm deleting, like, a lot of pornography off my laptop. I don't feel like blowing up today.
Okay, that's the best thing. Here's the thing. But please, if you've got pornography on your laptop, delete it before you and the computer both blow up.
It might blow up, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
What was the subject? I was told, you can thank Maddie for this. I changed my plan twice.
What?
This is the second time I've changed my plan.
Your cellular telephone plan, he's referring to, guys. Why don't you guys say mobiles? And then why, when you do say mobiles, you say mobile? So, but you say cell phone. Why is America so backwards?
I don't know, but I feel backwards too. So when I compare myself to everybody else, everybody's like, what is this? What is this? I'm like, I don't know, man.
You
I
need
grew
to sort
up
it out.
Way.
Forget
really
this whole,
know.
Forget this nonsense about immigrant kids being separated from their parents. I'm not bothered by that. I think that's probably a good idea. But calling mobile phones cell phones? That's insane. Calling pizza pie? That's insane.
Wait. How is that insane? Wait. I love pizza, right?
Yeah, but you call it pizza pie.
Yeah, because it's a pie and then it's
no, it's not,
pizza,
mate. It's not a pie. A pie has a crust and it has a roof, a top. That's a pie.
A bread top, you mean? A bread top, right?
No, well, like, pies aren't made out of bread. Jesus, I'm going to come to America and I'm going to kick your ass. Pies are made out of pastry, not bread.
Now I got to write all this down. So first I got to delete my laptop stuff, and now I got to write down.
Flipping heck, man! You're now writing down. This is why your country is so screwed, and this is why, in 15 years' time, we're going to go, do you remember when America was a superpower? And people go, what? Surely it's China, Russia and North Korea. We go, no. It used to be America. And then they thought you made pies out of bread.
Yeah. So am I calling the World Cup Talk Radio? This is what we're supposed to talk about, World Cup, right?
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
I love you, man. I'm just joking. They went on. The calls... Who is the one that mentioned my name? I wanted to just know because literally Maddie like came in. I'm at work and then he goes and messages me like you were mentioned. I was like
Barney. Barney called in and asked where you were. Barney is a caller and he was concerned that he hadn't heard from you for a while.
I had to change my plans back, and then when I changed my plans back, I'm pretty good now.
Why don't
I got,
you phone
like,
up Barney and tell him? I don't care.
Oh, let's go. You want to phone out three-way? Let's go. Let's go. Let's all meet up in Brooklyn. I'd rather in Brooklyn. Right. I'll get a pizza pie.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's. I'm going to phone Barney up because I really, you know, let me just go through the system here. All right. Oh no, that's Paul. We don't want Paul. I don't know who Paul is. Oh, bug of the computer. Here we go. Barney, call. You better. I'm not going to talk. You got to talk to him. You better hope his mum doesn't answer because you're going to be in trouble.
Oh my God.
So you're going to talk to Barney.
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. It was the other guy, I think called Nick, who was requesting for you.
Is this Barney?
Yes.
Hello. Did you answer me?
No, I didn't. I think it was Nick. I think Ian's getting a bit confused.
He's a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Because I've heard my name. Simply, all you guys say Carlos like that, so thinking it was just me.
No, it was it was a different caller who requested you. I think it was Nick who requested you. Who?
He's right. Actually.
It must have been Paul,
he's,
right?
No, he's right. It was Nick. It was Nick. It was Nick.
It was Nick. Thanks, Ian. Thanks.
That's all right, man. No worries. Let's call Nick. Let's call Nick. Let's see if now Nick's got important. He's got a busy day tomorrow, so he might be in bed. All right, so just go easy with him. The police. He's gonna be furious.
Let's see if it works.
Hello?
Hello, Nick.
Hello?
Hello, Nick.
Hello, speaking.
Yes, you just won a pizza pie.
Shut
from,
up, man!
New York City.
Nick, it's Ian Lee. I've got Carlos on the other line.
Oh. Yeah?
You were. Nick, turn your radio off.
Yeah, turn the radio down, yeah.
So go on, sorry. Have we got it right? Because I thought it was Barney that was asking after Carlos, but Barney said it was you.
No, I'm Nick that phoned up a little earlier.
Yeah, were you asking after Carlos?
No.
Oh, no! It was Paul, Ian.
It was Paul. I was told it was Paul.
It was Paul. Oh, Nick, I'm so sorry, mate. I thought Nick's having a tough time. Let's make his night by he was asking after Carlos. Well, we can put him on the phone to Carlos. And it wasn't you, and you were probably in bed all tucked up for the night, were you?
No, I was listening to you. I told you you were the only thing that I like to listen to at night.
I know. Oh, mate. Well, I'm really... God, this is turning into a car crash. Well, Nick, I apologise for disturbing you.
No, you haven't.
Well, you're a very good man, but you are legally entitled now to make an official complaint to Ofcom about me for harassment, and it would be upheld. So that's Nick, you're a good sport, mate. I hope tomorrow goes okay, fella, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ian.
Cheers, mate.
Lots of love.
Take care. Bye-bye. Carlos, this is awkward. Maybe
have I made a mess? I'm sorry.
Maybe no one asked after you. Maybe it was just... Right,
you know, maybe it was just me. It was just me. I think it was just my imagination.
Hang on a minute.
It must have been.
Let's try Paul.
All right.
Let's try Paul. Hang on a second. Okay. Here we go.
Welcome to GifGuff's voicemail.
Gif
the person you're calling.
Right, Carlos, leave a message
moment.
For him.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Okay.
You can re-record your message by pressing hash at any time.
Hey, this is Carlos from New York City, and I heard your message, and I'm just getting back to you, and I'm always hearing you on talk radio, so make sure you call every day. I'm always hearing, and I'm always watching. So call back. I'll hear you tomorrow. Ciao.
That was quite a stalky message you've left. I'm always hearing. I'm always watching.
Exactly, because it's supposed to be like that.
You're going to scare the poor fella to death. We don't even know it was definitely him. We're still not sure exactly who it was that was asking after you.
That's the point.
Man alive, this is too awkward.
If I change my plan twice, I get to scare people, right?
Okay, all right. Well, but listen, it's great to talk to you. I'm going to come and find you in New York City this week, and I'm going to scare you.
I'm looking for you. Right. I'm watching.
Thanks, man. Take care. Oh, hang on. Let me just take that call straight
to
it.
I'm here.
Paul.
Yes.
Was it you asking after Carlos?
It was, yes.
Yes! We got it, Carlos! Say hello to Paul.
How you doing, man?
Hi, Carlos.
What is it that you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. I just yapped for him for a while, and I don't know. Just wondered how you were doing, like. You changed your car plan, didn't you?
It took me a while to like delete a lot of the pornography on my laptop, so. But I got my plan back, so I should be able to call back now. You gotta watch out, man. I heard laptops blow up. You don't know.
Yeah. Did you say you were a Twitch streamer as well?
I'm on Mixer, but I used to stream on Twitch. I'm on Mixer at the moment.
I'm on Mixer. Yeah, I'm on Mixer.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't hear the phone ringing.
Yeah, well, if you ask Matt, like he's always modding there and stuff. If you ask Matt, he'll point you in my direction.
Okay, here we go. You two have come up with a great. Now that we can't do the S word or S word anymore because of some.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, no, Billy Hayes is dead to me. Billy Hayes is dead to me. And this isn't. I'm not threatening him, but he may actually be dead sooner than he thinks, literally as well.
Oh man,
I know. But you. So we need a new feature because features are where I've been going wrong this whole 15 years of broadcast. I don't do features.
Okay.
So
I got one. I did with my viewers yesterday.
Oh yeah, let's have your secondhand crap from a guy that streams to 50 people. Yeah, let's hear that. Go on. I'm an award-winning broadcaster, broadcasting around the world to 65,000 people. But let's have your cast-offs for your crappy video game stream. Let's hear that, Carlos. Go on.
Well, I've always thought that guessing games are fun. For self-knowledge, it's nice to test. So if you play a certain sound from a certain movie or something, they come in, they're like, that's Titanic, hey! That's Avengers, and then they come in with the line or something.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you the phone number for BBC London, because they'd love that. Here's my feature. It's much better, because I'm an award winner, right? You know they twin cities. You know that, don't you, Paul?
Yeah.
So they'll twin a city in one country with, like, a city in another country, right?
Where I come from, it's Marle. It's twin with Siegen in Germany.
It's always twinned with somewhere that you imagine must be quite exotic, and you think, well, why have they twinned it with our crappy town? I live in Slough at the moment.
Yeah, it's got to be better than Marley. Yeah.
Right. So here we. Paul, did you? Kath's telling me something on screen. Kath, come on the microphone. Did he say that just now? What did he?
When you were talking, and you saying you're an award winner, I distinctly heard. But maybe I'm hearing things. I distinctly heard.
Hey, don't tell me what he said.
Paul,
I'm doing what I would do with my kids here. Catherine's got some information. I missed something because I'm a busy guy. Would you like to tell me what you said before Catherine tells me?
I can't, it's gone. Can't
one is better, it comes from you.
Come on, Paul. I will be less
angry. Come on, tell him, Paul.
I will be less angry if you tell me.
When you said you'd won an award, I just said, not for a while. I'm not saying you don't deserve one, but that's a fact.
Oh, well, actually, I won an award 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, is that this year?
I'm out of the blue on here. Which one was it?
All right, Paul. Paul's on my SH1T list, which is another feature I'm going to be doing, callers that I don't like. But I'll take that call. But here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to twin callers.
Oh.
Yo! Better than, hey, dude, why don't you play a sound from a movie and then people phone up and go, yo, I'm hearing Titanic.
Hey, man, I was giving you ideas.
I'm hearing Titanic, man.
I didn't realize that you have to call people to get ideas from them.
No, I don't. And I am an award winner. All right, I've not won an award in 2018, but... I've won awards for broadcasting, and I will probably win some more if I find the right people to bribe again.
There's more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah, there'll be more to come in your face in a minute, Paul. And I don't mean it like that. I mean a fist. I'm gonna fist you in the face.
I believe in you, Ian. Thank you,
Carlos. Okay. Paul, what, can I just to clarify for legal reasons, I wasn't in any way saying I was going to ejaculate in your face. That was not. It was a punch.
I thought I said you were going to fist me.
It's a punch. So here we go. So we're twinning. This is a great feature. This is going to work. So we're twinning callers, and the first callers to be twinned are Carlos in New York, and Paul. Whereabouts are you, mate? Did you say?
Well, I'm from Morley in Leeds.
Is that where you live?
Well, I'm in Halifax now.
Right, well, so you're from Halifax?
Well, yeah. Not original.
Well, hang on a minute. When someone asks, where are you from? Who says, who says where they were originally from? You say where you live, don't you?
Never forget where you come from.
But how long have you been in Halifax?
About 5 years now.
Right, so you live in Halifax?
Yeah, but I had 31 years in Leeds.
Can I ask you a question? When you say Halifax, do you mean Bradford?
No, God, no.
How far away are you from Bradford?
Far enough.
Okay, well, I'm not convinced. All right.
I'm near, Sowerby Bridge.
Where do you live? Bridge. Where do you live? I don't think you even know where you live. Carlos, your fan is a lunatic. He's a drug-addled lunatic.
Hey, he's my twin, all right? He's my twin. I accept.
And Carlos has got it. Right. You've got to defend your twin, even if they are a loser.
Exactly. My mother told me to watch after him. I will, all right?
Brother from another mother.
There we go. All right, Paul, thank you. You're a good sport. Carlos, thank you very much indeed. It's the new feature, guys. We're twinning listeners, and I'm going to write these down, and then if I remember, I'll type these up one day. So if you want to be twinned with another caller, 0344 499 1000, we've got Carlos, he's twinned with Paul. Put it like that, it doesn't actually sound like that good a feature, does it?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.